Nice. So how's it been this year at Fitzroy?
Fantastic year, very successful. Today we're at the pinnacle of it. No more baseball after tomorrow, so hopefully we can take the chocolates away today as well.
Yeah,
which is fantastic.
And your involvement with the thirds, how's that been?
Oh, it's been great. I played a few games earlier when our numbers were up and down a little bit, and my main aim was there just to give Robbie a hand on standing at a base and, you know, give a bit of knowledge that I've picked up over the years that I've been involved, and it's worked out very well.
Yeah. And your son Liam has finished juniors, so what's that meant?
It's been fantastic, you know, watched him play. Him and Dean have come through juniors together right through, and to see the way that his baseball has improved over the years, and he's finished it off this year with having a very good season in under 18 state, and no more early morning rises for us in the summer, so it's fantastic.
Something I look forward to.
Yeah.
In 7 years' time. you obviously played for Fitzroy for a long time. Is that your family's involvement? Is there anything was your family involved in baseball before you?
No, I came down through my involvement with Kingy and Norm at school some 37 years or so ago, and basically been here ever since, and the reason I'm still here is, and the reason my son's coming through is just like Kingy's kids come through the ranks, and because we are such a great family club and offer a great atmosphere for the whole family.
And I know it's probably hard to imagine, but what would it have been like without baseball for your family, for you and Liam and Janine?
Well, for me, I probably would have been the wrong side of the parallel bars,
yeah.
Or the vertical bars, I should say. But and Janine, well, I wouldn't have met Janine if it hadn't been for baseball. I met her through baseball, so
yeah,
it's been fantastic to me.
And what about Liam, like as a person, what do you think the playing sport's done for him?
Oh, look, we've always instilled that you need to play a team sport, because you can play golf or 10-pin bowling, and it's an individual sport. And catch that ball, get a boy. Big throw, no, not going to get it. Great fly.
Yeah.
Sorry, where were we? Yeah, Liam.
As a person. Instilled in him to play team sport.
Yeah, his team spirit is fantastic, and it helps you through all walks of life, playing a sport that involves other people, and that's what a team thing is about.
Yep. And what about Division 1 next year?
Oh, big step.
Yeah.
But we know what it's going to take to stay up there. Obviously, Johnny's got us there to the bigs next year, and the hard work starts middle of this year. Guys will go after their winter clubs and then come back and look at staying, consolidating ourselves in Division 1, which is our first and foremost aim.
And so you've been involved with the thirds this year.
Yep.
What effect is John Edwards? I know he's not involved in that team directly, but he is a training, so you've got squad players in there.
Yep.
What effect has he had on that team?
He's instilled a will to want to do things like they should be done, as in hitting the ball, fielding the ball, training wise for the most, with young Errol and Liam, who were also doing squad training on Tuesday nights, and just the will to win and the application to win is far greater than what it has been previously.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add?
Just to Dean and Liam, congratulations on your junior careers at Fitzroy. You know, there's kids come and go, and as a parent of Liam, I couldn't be proud of him and of young Dean too, because I feel that they're going to be part of Fitzroy for a long, long time, as we hope.
No worries. Okay. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks.